to Life Lessons. We're Jen and Sherry.
I'm Jen Stevens, a retired teacher of 28 years and the author of the New York Times bestseller, Fast, Feast, Repeat.
And I'm Sherry Bullock. I've worked in healthcare for over 26 years, and I've been an active volunteer for many organizations.
We're both wives and moms, and let's face it, we're the glue that holds it all together in our homes. In our careers, we have always been problem solvers who help others.
And that's what we'll be doing here, answering questions you didn't know you had, one smart solution at a time.
We're always looking for ways to make our lives easier, help us be more productive, or improve our health and wellness. So, let's live our best lives one day at a time, and let's have some fun along the way. Hi, everybody. We are so glad that you are here. Welcome to episode 0 of the Life Lessons podcast. So what in the world is episode 0? Because things normally start with 1. So this is the episode where we're going to introduce ourselves to you so you can get to know me. You can get to know my co-host, Sherry Bullock. We're going to talk about how we met. And we're also going to let you know what you can expect each week on the podcast, which will be starting the first week of December 2020. Every Wednesday, we'll have a new show. So Wednesday, December 2nd, that's the right date, right, Sherry? December 2nd?
Yes.
Yay! I'm so excited. So we're getting this all ready. It's just an exciting day. So good to have you here, Sherry. Let's introduce ourselves. Do you want to go first?
Sure. My name is Sherry Bullock. I have been a longtime promoter of healthy living, balanced living, just living your best life. And I have just been active with my communities that I have lived in, my friends, trying to get them to really find balanced living. And I met Jen because I started intermittent fasting in 2015. And living in a somewhat rural community, I didn't have any support in that lifestyle. After about a year and a half of intermittent fasting and my coworkers and family asking what I was doing, I thought, you know, I really need a support system. So I went to Facebook, because we go to Facebook for everything these days. And I thought, I bet I could find a community of people who are like-minded and join them and feel like I could have some support and I could talk about that part of my life with others. And that led me to Jen Stevens' Facebook groups on intermittent fasting called Delay, Don't Deny. And I joined her group as well as a couple of other groups at the same time. And her group has one tenet that is very important, which is called the clean fast. And the clean fast means you have to drink black coffee while you're fasting. You cannot have sweet stevia coffee. You cannot drink Diet Dr. Pepper.
Coffee? Did you call it coffee?
Did I say coffee?
I like that, though. That could be our new name. Stevia plus coffee is coffee.
I think I did say coffee.
By the way, I love this story. This is one of my favorite stories of all time. So I'm glad you're telling it.
For over a year and a half, I was fasting with my coffee and my Diet Dr. Pepper. And I joined Jen's community, and everybody was talking about the clean fast. And they quickly told me I could not have stevia or Diet Dr. Pepper. And I thought, who is this crazy Jen Stevens lady? Who is she to tell me that I can't have my precious tasty drinks during my fast? So I left her group.
And you know what? This makes me so happy that you left. Because let's say you had stayed around and argued. Sometimes we remove people that are not nice. So what if we had blocked you? What if I had blocked Sherry Bullock from my life?
I think I'm a nice person, though.
You didn't get blocked. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad. Yes, I am really glad. Because my life would be totally different today. So after exploring some other groups, you know, I am a lifelong learner. And when I hear something, I kind of file it away. I went to some other groups, and a few other people were talking about this clean fast thing. And I thought, what is this clean fast? And so I started doing some research. And funny enough, the research I was doing was all the research Jen had already done. So had I just listened to her, I could have saved myself some time. And what I learned was that there is some science behind this. So with my tail between my legs, I came back to Delay, Don't Deny and reapplied for membership into the group and met Jen. And we hit it off right away, and the rest is history.
And I want to point out from the very beginning, this is not an intermittent fasting podcast, even though our story of how we met and how we got to know each other and the work we've done up to now has all been about intermittent fasting. This podcast, after episode zero, you are not going to hear the words intermittent fasting. Okay, you might. You might hear them. Because it's part of our lives. But, you know, it's like the tip of the iceberg. You know, we see an iceberg and you see this big part of it, but then there's so much more below the surface of the ocean. And so for me, intermittent fasting is just that little tip of the iceberg, and also for Sherry. And so we've got so much more to us, which is why we wanted to have a podcast where we could share everything. You know how they call, I was thinking about this the other day, Sherry, you know how Seinfeld, they call it the show about nothing?
Yes.
And really, of course, that's not true because it's about so many things. But I thought about our podcast. Our podcast is going to be the show about everything.
Absolutely everything.
Everything. So we can talk about really any topics that are interesting. There'll be some that are funny, some that are silly, some that are serious, some that might be sad. But we want it to be just topics that are interesting to human beings alive in this day and age, anything, really anything. And listeners are going to help us shape the show as well, which is exciting.
Absolutely. Our plan is really to make this a listener-led podcast. We want to talk about the things that you want to know about, that you need to know about, and maybe that you didn't know that you need to know about.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting because, you know, I talk about intermittent fasting a lot. So let me introduce myself for the people that may not know who I am. I've been in the intermittent fasting community off and on since really 2009, but not really for real until 2014 when I made intermittent fasting my lifestyle, started some Facebook groups, wrote a couple of books, fast forward, became a New York Times bestselling author, which still is fun to say because that happened just a few months ago with my book, Fast, Feast, Repeat. And we have some really large Facebook support communities. But the real part of intermittent fasting, I mean, even more than the books and the Facebook communities, the part that's enriched my life so much, Sherry, is getting to know you, the other moderators, the people I've met through the community, you know, behind the scenes, getting to know everyone as people. You know, we've been on some cruises, the Delay Don't Deny intermittent fasting cruises used to happen prior to 2020 and will happen again. We will cruise again. But, you know, realizing that I love to get to know people and community and finding community and creating community. And that's one of my life passions that I've really discovered. You know, as an elementary teacher for 28 years, that's really what I did. I taught people things and I created a classroom community. And that's my vision for this podcast. You know, I want to teach people things alongside of you and alongside the listeners, but also create a community where people feel like they're part of the Life Lessons community. In fact, our website is called lifelessonscommunity.com.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I've noticed over the years of moderating your Facebook groups is people really depend on the groups and that sense of community to really have connections with people. And they look to us for support. And over the years, what we noticed was that people were coming to us for support in all sorts of areas of their lives, and not just fasting. And they were coming to the groups to ask for opinions on relationships and education and exercise and sleep and just so many different topics that we just couldn't support within that community because we had a pretty big purpose already. And so with this new community, we're hoping to be that area of life outside of just diet, weight loss, intermittent fasting lifestyle, and how to really create amazing lives in a really well-rounded way while making connections with others.
Exactly. So we have our Facebook community that we would love for everybody to join, although probably for episode zero, everyone who's listening to episode zero is already in the community. But for anyone who stumbled across this podcast that's not already there, our Facebook community is called Life Lessons with Jen and Sherry. Jen is G-I-N. Sherry has one R. So join our Facebook community. And I am already inspired. We've only had the Facebook community going for, 10 days? And it's already just an amazing place to be. People are sharing motivational stories. They're asking questions. Somebody shared a really cool life hack today. Did you see the one about picking the leaves off the herbs? Did you see that one?
I did not see that one.
Someone shared a video of, you know, if you've ever tried to pick the leaves off of an herb branch, you know, for cooking. This person, I guess, in the video was trying to make a lot of, I don't know, they had all this basil that they had harvested. Take a colander with the little holes in it and the stem of whatever it is you're trying to get the leaves off of, stick the stem through the hole in the colander, pull it out, and it like clips off all the leaves and you're left with the stem on the other side. Isn't that an awesome tip?
That is an awesome tip.
I learned it in our groups. So these are the kind of things we're going to be sharing.
Yeah. Every day people are having great tips or even great products that, you know, made their lives a little bit easier or made cleaning easier. And that's what we want to share is that sort of thing. Life hacks, time-saving hacks, tips, tricks, how-tos from everything from money to running households to improving relationships to what do you do with the second half of your life once you've raised your kids and moved them on out of your house, finding fulfillment in your life. All of those are subjects that people are really wanting to learn more about or needing help in taking that step to move forward and make some progress.
Right. And we all have so many similar concerns, you know, even though we're from all walks of life, we're from all over the world, we're in different life stages, we still have beneath that water level of the iceberg, we have a lot going on that's the same.
You know, I was actually thinking about that in the shower earlier because I do all my best thinking in the shower.
I do too.
It's quiet in there. And I thought, you know, I'm really big on being unique and being yourself. And one of my favorite quotes is be as you are. But underneath that, we're all the same. We're all living the same lives, different, but same. We're all having trauma and grief and hardship and wins and losses.
You know, one thing we've noticed in the moderator community, it's mostly women. We have a couple of male moderators, but it's mostly women. And we have similar, you know, struggles with our spouses, similar struggles with our children. And sometimes we feel like we're alone. You know, we'll share something we're going through at home, maybe out of frustration or maybe out of sadness, or maybe it's, you know, we're having a bad day, or maybe our husbands are having a bad day. And just having the other moderator say, gosh, I thought I was the only one with a husband doing that.
Absolutely. And I have said before many times, and I've said it in some, I had a Facebook group myself, and I would tell people there that I really feel that when we share, we grow. And when we share, we heal. Because so many people carry things silently and they don't feel like they can share them or talk about them because they feel alone. But when you start sharing, you start getting all sorts of me toos or that happened to me or oh my gosh, I thought it was just my crazy life. And you realize that we all live crazy lives.
And you know, you can have that perfect Facebook, Instagram picture of your life that you show the world, but underneath it, below the water level of that iceberg again, we are all messy. We're jagged. We're broken. We probably got some dirty stuff in there. I mean, you know, it's not just all white and shiny down there.
No, it sure isn't.
And just talking about it is helpful. So let's talk a little bit about what listeners are going to be expecting in upcoming episodes. You want to talk about the good news segment?
Yeah. So at the beginning of every episode, we want to share what we are going to call a good news segment. You can send your good news stories to us at connect@lifelessonscommunity.com. And the kinds of stories we want are, it could be really anything. We want to know positive news. Did something really positive happen in your community that you want to share with us? Something that just gave you a really good feel-good moment? We want you to give shouts out to somebody who did something amazing and made you feel special or helped you out in some way. Also, we talk a lot, a coworker of mine and I, every week we come to work and we compare customer service stories. And sadly, we don't get to really compare really positive customer service stories a lot. I was telling Jen at the beach a couple weeks ago that I just feel like customer service is a dying art. So we really want to take a moment and focus on when you go somewhere and you have great customer service, tell the world, tell us that Fred at your grocery store in your town did something above and beyond and amazing for you. And we want to give a shout out to Fred. So tell us about those stories.
This actually inspired me because I just had great customer service. And this is from, we call it the tag office. I don't know. Everybody calls it something different. It might be the DMV, whatever. We call it the tag office. But I was renewing the tag on, no, it wasn't that. You also pay your property taxes through the same thing. So I was paying property taxes. My husband has a little fishing boat. And so I was paying property taxes on the fishing boat. And I did it online through my bank. Sent in the property taxes online, but I forgot to put what it was for. So they thought it was like coming from the car tag. And so one day my phone rang and I answered it and I was like, hello. And it was a woman who worked at the tag office. And she said, hi, I just wanted to let you know that your check has been sitting here on my desk for 2 days. And I tried to call yesterday and I couldn't get you. So I was going to just drop it back in the mail. But I decided to try one more time instead of just sending it back. So I called you and so we were able to figure it out and she was able to credit it to the right account. And then she sent me an email with the link to, you know, with the receipt for it. But, you know, this lady didn't have to do that. She got some wacky check that wasn't identified properly. She could have just sent it back to me, but she took the time to call me not one time, but two times. And it was great, and I wish I got her name. I didn't get her name because it happened so fast, but from now on, I will get someone's name because now I know I'm going to be sharing stories like this along with stories from listeners. But, you know, instead of it being a frustrating experience, just to have the check show back up, I had a wonderful experience, and I have really positive feelings about our DMV and the workers there.
That's great.
So those are the kind of stories that we want, but try to get the person's name if you can. I was a failure in that regard.
Well, I actually had something that happened last week, too, that I can share about. I ordered Instacart, and it was starting to rain, and my Instacart driver, he did two really nice things. He brought a box in that before he even brought me my groceries. He brought me this big box, and I was kind of perplexed. And UPS had left it in my driveway, and so he brought it to me because he didn't want it to get wet. And then as he was leaving, my trash bin was out at the curb because it was trash day, and the lid was open, and he closed the lid and he drug it up to my house, and I told him thank you, and he said, oh, there's nothing worse than getting a trash can full of water. And so I immediately went in to leave my review for Instacart, and I gave him an extra tip just because he was so nice.
Yeah. And see, I think that we have these moments around us every day, and we so often tend to focus on the negative experiences. And instead, if we look for the positive and look for those good things that you're willing to share, you know, the lessons on gratitude, finding those moments actually make your life full of more of those moments that you really could be having all the time and just not noticing. So, you know, send us stories like that, anything that's going to be inspirational. Connect at lifelessonscommunity.com. Now, after the good news segment each week, we will also have our life lesson of the week where we're going to talk about some kind of topic. Like I said, it could be silly, it could be funny, but it's going to be serious. Sometimes it might even change your life. But our first episode, Wednesday, December 2nd, is going to be about, you want to share the topic?
We're going to talk about sleep.
Such an important topic.
We see people a lot of times asking for help in sleep, getting off of sleep medication. In our Life Lessons Facebook group already, sleep has come up multiple times. And we had talked about doing sleep at some point, but after we asked our community members for suggestions of topics, sleep just kept coming up again and again and again. And I think right now, with everything that's going on in the world and the stress that's happening and schedules flip-flopping and changing, people are really feeling an impact on sleep.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to dive right into it.
This year, more than any other year, I've had more struggle with sleep than I ever had. But I've also, you know, made a lot of changes that have helped with that. And we've also got some great, we asked for some submissions from people in the group. So we've got some sleep hacks that we're going to share. We're going to share some science about sleep. And anyway, it's very exciting. Looking forward to that. So after we have our life lesson of the week, we'll have a segment that we're going to call our listener-led lesson. And what that's going to be is, just like we're having y'all send in good news segments, we want you to send in something that is that you would like to communicate, like that little tip about the herbs going through the colander, something like that. It could be a life hack, a book recommendation, a special recipe, a kitchen tip. You want to share anything about that?
Just anything that you read, even. If you read an article and you're like, wow, I've never really thought about that, tell us what you learned. Because if you haven't thought about it and it helped you in some way or it helped you change your mindset, then it could be really helpful to somebody else too. Lessons are there to be shared. And so if you learn a lesson, we want to share that lesson with others.
Exactly. So no lesson too small. And we want them to be valuable. And we want people to say, ooh, I didn't know that. Just anything that you find that like that, send it to us, connect@lifelessonscommunity.com. And then at the end of each show, we're going to share a motivational quote from a listener, and it may have, some commentary along with it. And we actually have one because we asked the community to share some in the Facebook group, and we have a quote from Deb from Australia. Would you like to read this one, Sherry?
I'll do that. Yes. So Deb from Australia says, "We take so much for granted." And this was a quote that was read at her brother-in-law's funeral that really left an impact on her. It's actually a poem. It's called, "Your life is made of two dates and a dash. Make the most of the dash," by Linda Ellis. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For that dash represents all the time that they spent alive on earth. And now only those who loved them know what that little line is worth. So to me, that means that dash, that's everything. You've got to fill it all up with the good and the memories and the love and the laughter and the life experience. And that's it. That's what you're going to be remembered for. And that's what you're going to look back on in your life.
And it's never too late to reinvent yourself. I'm 51, reinventing myself every day.
I would like to think that I sort of reinvented myself about 40, age 40. I just thought, what I've been doing is not working for me anymore. And it is time to live my best life. I actually divide my life into two sections. I have like my old life and my new life. That's kind of how I think of it. One wasn't bad. One's not good. They're just different.
And you have a different mindset.
Absolutely.
Than you had. And shifting your mindset will shift your life in so many ways.
Absolutely.
This is going to be shorter than a normal episode because we're not, having a long life lesson for you. And we didn't have as much to share. But this is just a little teaser of what you can expect. So December 2nd. You can join us for our episode number one and join our Facebook community called Life Lessons with Jen and Sherry. If you already know you have a story to share for our good news segment or a listener-led lesson or a motivational quote that means something to you, email us at connect@lifelessonscommunity.com and listen each week to see if we share your story or tip. So Sherry, do you have anything to add before we close down episode zero?
Actually, I do. So go to whatever service you use to listen to your podcasts on. Subscribe to our podcast. So when the first episode comes out, it'll automatically notify you. That way, if there's any delays or we launch early, you'll know about it and you won't miss anything.
That's a great tip. See, that's what's so funny about this. Sherry knows this about me and some of y'all do too. I am not a podcast listener. I have two other podcasts, and now this one, three. I have three podcasts that I appear on, and I do not listen to podcasts. So, but you're right. You need to subscribe. Subscribe to this one, Life Lessons, wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right, Sherry, good to see you.
Bye.
Bye. Instead of traditional podcast ads, we develop sales and affiliate relationships with companies we love.
When you shop with us, you'll not only have access to great products that we've personally vetted, but you'll know that with every purchase, you're helping to support the podcast and make it possible.